Listen.
All right, on one. Going up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Sword of Genius. Power of Swatch.
We'll meet again at midnight.
And let's have another disclaimer. The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is actually a special edition of the Hour of Slack tonight. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Jub Genius, the Church of the Jankum Genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subject is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, nor that of Georgia Tech.
We're going to have to change it to Church of the Jub Seniors after this.
Yeah, I have two brain cells left. They're on opposite sides
You've
of my head, and
two?
They're not touching. You can't have them.
I've only
getting one of them.
I've only got a half.
Why do you think I only have two left? You've cadged all my brain cells.
It was like a
pack of cigarettes.
I must have smoked them. Hey, do you need to flip CDs or anything?
Yeah.
Because one CD only lasts 80 minutes, right?
Well, no, I'm making a huge file, and then I'll split it in half.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm doing things on SoundForge.
Huge.
She grabbed her bosom while she said that.
She got excited. She wants that.
Or
huge
what she could
file.
Grab of it.
She
it
wants
takes
your
more
huge
than two hands.
File.
To...
I can kind of grab part of it and shove it around.
See, she wants your huge file.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge
file. Oh, there's going to be a huge file.
Oh, man, I'm about ready to upload.
Yeah, there's a huge file on you somewhere, don't you know, Stang?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I've tried to add to it.
Uh-huh. Have you applied for your FOIA?
No. Don't want to know. No, I actually had to contact the FBI at one point and go, look, you guys probably have a file, but let me fill, you know, pad it for you. Here's some other things.
Just so you
might like. Secret Service showed up at my house.
Again?
No, back in the olden days in 1981. Did you know that when I came to the door... They didn't know my last name. This is the Secret Service. All they had was my first name and my middle name, and these are my street human names. So I was, you know, is this Doug St. Clair? And I, at that point, that was my cue to say no.
Technically, you were right.
They just wanted to see if I was a turban-wearing type of cult leader or just a regular Joe kind of cult leader.
Or like, you know, wind turban or...
And when they saw the swing set in the backyard and so forth...
They were swingers?
Yeah, back then.
Wow.
Back then, nobody will have us now. Nobody except others. What was it? Jub Seniors,
yeah. That's
Church
easy for
gums,
me to say.
Church of the Gum Seniors.
Look, when you get the dentures, I'm not keeping track of the jar.
Adventures in dentures, baby.
My granny ran over hers. That was hilarious.
Get this.
They were in her mouth at the time.
This is not a joke. My dad's dog ate his dentures.
Awesome.
Now wrap your head around that for just a second.
The dog just sat on my foot and bit me. Ah!
The dog ate my dad's false teeth. Which was a complete set, the kind like the Three Stooges would run around chattering or something.
You know? You had denture hand. He's rare.
What a smile that dog had.
Man, and he had these weirdest canines. They were just sort of not pointed the right way, but hey, it worked. All he ever wanted after that was mashed potatoes.
That helps those dogs that are so ugly. You know, shave them and make them walk backwards. The teeth would help.
That dog died of a rattlesnake bite. Sad. Dogs has always been my friend. Uh-huh.
I feel bad about laughing now that your dog is dead.
Well, it was my dad's dog.
Right.
And it's a ranch dog. Actually, you know, they come and go. Animals don't last forever out in the countryside.
They's good eating, not. Yeah.
There's coyote traps everywhere. It's amazing how varmints have adapted to humanity. Certain varmints have actually spread that used to only live in certain areas are now spreading into new areas of the country, like coyotes and so forth.
Right.
Are showing up where they never used to be because they fit in quite well with humanity and their pets. Mm-hmm. Because they eat our pets. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They eat coyotes, your mammals.
Yeah, they right.
You people who own mammals, that's sick.
Hey, like, I don't own a mammal.
They have teats, they have fur, they have sweat glands.
Well, I happen to own an amphibian. How's Ooh. That, Miss
Ooh.
Reptile Lady?
Excuse
snake
me.
Snake woman.
I suddenly have professional
Lizard
courtesy
witch.
And respect for you.
You vertebrate lovers.
I was thinking how my poor Newt Fig hasn't been fed his sea monkeys.
Oh,
and there was a sea monkey at the panel.
Did you tell her that you fed her kind to your amphibian?
Oh yeah, I did. I made
sea
a
monkey do monkey.
She was pink. But she looked just like the sea monkeys
in
on the
egg.
Package. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like the teenage daughter sea monkey.
Yeah. She had really nice scales
Judy.
On her chest.
Yes. She was
real.
And she had the three little antennas on top. And when somebody took her picture with me, I held up three fingers behind her head. See, I'm a real humorist and jokester.
That's pretty smart.
But yeah, that was one of my favorite costumes was the sea monkey. Apologies to Reverend Artemia Salina, who's probably not listening.
No.
Mm.
not if he knows his deal.
Right? No, because you're making fun of him.
I've genocided his people, the sea monkies.
That's that's a version of making fun of people.
What's sea great? Monkeys, you know, my left butt. That's brine shrimp.
Genocide has always been considered comedy. Don't you know that?
When the X's come down and wipe out the human race, they're going to say, oh, we're just playing around. What's up?
I'd be laughing. I think that's pretty funny.
It's just the way it is.
Not every.
If we're lucky.
Well, you know, most religions, I think in most religions, people kind of want everybody else to die.
Yeah.
That's nothing. I mean, that's kind of what a religion's all about.
Religions are nothing but telling you who to hate, basically.
But what's going to happen to them for not having faith? It's not that we love Bob so much. It's that we love the idea of everybody else going to hell.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Fire. Yeah.
Damn just, straight to hell.
The envisioning of... of the various ways
the burnings,
yeah.
the screams, agony, the nerve endings, hell
you
and
mean
fire.
All I got to do is pay, and that'll help everyone else go to hell.
Right,
that sounds
yes.
like a bargain.
Yeah,
what a deal!
Wow. Well, you know, burning. Where was back on burning? Can we go back to burning?
And every time you make a deal, Bob gets the deal dough.
That's a new
deal,
one on
though.
Me.
That
I don't like
makes
the sound
him so
of that.
Happy, I'm sure.
I hope he's got some lubricant with that.
I'm surprised I can still sit down.
Yes. Long ago, I had said
goat seed by Bob.
That every single genius, every
the bowl of that pipe is big, man.
Is a part of Bob. Every subgenius is a body part of Bob, and I figured out Stangs.
Adenoids.
Why does everybody pick on me?
You're the scribe, man. You know.
I think Charlie Brown said that, didn't he?
So which part would I be?
Well, it's the part
you don't
where all
know.
The crap comes out.
Yeah.
Well, the mouth.
Kind of in a backways way of looking at it, unless it's a William Burroughs story,
well,
and then it could be the mouth. Yeah.
You know, we're all pipes. In a way, because
right.
we're basically donut shaped.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hole at one end and a hole at the other, and you can actually
and it's
run
like
a
crazy
string
straw.
All the way. You could run a string all the way through.
Yeah.
And
Matt's
the same
crumb effect.
I've been tied at nights once or twice.
Almost everything.
I saw an S. Clay Wilson drawing where the smoke was actually filtered through the whole person there as a filtration device.
Oh wow!
Wow.
Yeah. Well, topologically, we are pipe-shaped or donut-shaped. A pipe is just a very weird-shaped donut, you could say.
A torus, a you toroid know, yeah, form.
Right.
Maybe we're all Klein bottles.
That don't, would explain a lot.
It freaks me out to think about that. when my son was little, he...
I was a Mobius stripper.
The word infinity really bothered my son.
I can see
the
that.
Concept of it irritated him and scared him, and just hearing the word made him think of it.
He was more into infinity.
It hurt his head, you know. He was sort of precocious. He also, like me, seems to feel the cold breath of the Grim Reaper breathing down his neck every second of his
life. I feel that down my pants.
Doesn't like to waste time because of that. which means, you know, not wasting time could mean you should sit around doing lazy, pointless things that you sort of like to do. Because you should... Some wise man said you should live as if this was your last day. Or as if you were going to live forever. One or the other. Anything else is a cheat.
From PR News in Washington, I'm slower than last year at this time. Several school districts say they won't let students see former Attorney General John Ashcroft. Ashcroft was arrested yesterday for murdering his own family last weekend at a mobile home park near Brunswick. Seven of the eight people killed were repugnant. Space Shuttle Discovery astronauts are reporting humans started the space station today. This is PR. American lawmakers are now 42% contained. They're expecting an uptick in unfair PR news in Washington.
Wow. I feel like I'm in a restaurant somewhere in off of, like, Route 29 in North Carolina.
And the guys in the band are wearing sparkly jackets with bright-colored handkerchiefs on the pockets.
I'm trying to order a fettuccine Alfredo, but a man with a pipe comes up to me.
I've tried the veal.
He says, look, Pisces, don't order the Alfredo. And I say, but Bob, I like Alfredo. Look, Pisces, don't order the Alfredo. I said, well, then I don't want to eat here. And he goes, fine. And I leave, and the place blows up.
Wow. See, there's a moral to the story. Do what Bob says.
Exactly.
Kids, you be.
I'm Alfredo to Dark.
That band Devo did what Bob said. Bob said, Devo, you need the Warner Brothers isn't any good. You need to end your contract with Warner Brothers and go with some little label and then do music that's going to appeal to the mainstream. And they did. And that was the end of Devo for about 10, 15 years. Now they're back doing all their old stuff.
Having a good time?
Oh, yeah, having a great time. As far as I know... I've actually seen most of the Devos fairly recently. I think Jerry's 61 now, but he's just as filthy minded as ever.
Oh, horrible. That's a relief.
Yeah. He has his own band called Jihad Jerry. Have you ever heard any Jihad Jerry? Oh, it's great. He wears a turban. And looks like a jihadist, basically. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a cocktail lounge turban terrorist outfit, you might say.
Wow, Nairobi trio.
Space age bachelor
terrorist. By way of Somalia.
Snapping.
Yeah.
And,
you can. Devotees, if you didn't know about Jihad Jerry, just Google or Goggle or whatever that is, Twitter it or tweet it or whatever you kids do.
Yes, not necessarily beautiful, but mutated. It's come out, number 8?
Yes, volume 8.
Now, yes. I have not mentioned that yet on my show. And St. Byron Werner, who's spinning the discs here, he was a part of that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, the Rural War Room cover of
I'm a potato.
it has to be heard to be believed. Then it will be heard
it's
on our Slack number 1221. Yeah, that's it.
I also like Devo Dan's version of Hey Homo. That's wonderful.
This sounds like the launching sequence for the...
The lady who turned me on to Hey Homo I have a recording of her doing a gorgeous gospel Bob song. She's also in the Mutant Mountain Boys, which is a bluegrass group out of Appalachia that covers Devo. So that'll be coming up on Hour of Slack.
So that was a little sub-genius gospel tune, and we've got one more for you tonight.
I know you're sick of us already.
And we need y'all to testify to music, to Devo. So, if you get to know the tune to this, you know, sing it along with us. So help us praise Bob. May your records be unbroken by and by, Bob, by and by. There's a vinyl heaven.
But I got my heart.
Thank you.
Also, there's a doo-wop a cappella group out of Detroit that covers Negative Land called the 180 G's. And listeners who are familiar with Negative Land will be, how shall I put this, excrementitating their britches when they hear this stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of rare, because the only way to get it is you have to buy Negative Land's new DVD, My Favorite Things, or some of our favorite things, which is absolutely mind-raping DVD.
Does it tie you down first?
Huh?
Does it tie you down first?
It doesn't have to.
Oh, okay.
It's, you bend
only
over,
if you ask it not
your
to.
Your brain bends over and takes it.
Recording... Everything's going fine. No trouble. Just get set and get going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Just get set and get going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Just get set and get going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Skit set, get going, amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Skit set, get going, amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Skit set, get going, amen. Recording. Everything's going fine.
Everything's going
no
fine.
Trouble.
No trouble.
Skit set, get going, amen.
I'm gonna sing now.
Recording. Everything's going fine.
Everything's going
no
fine.
Trouble.
No trouble.
Skit set, get going, amen.
I wanna see a pumpkin.
Recording. Everything's going fine.
Everything's going
no
fine.
Trouble.
No trouble.
Skit set, get going, amen.
Recording.
To the S, to the E, to the X, to the D, to the I, to the R, to the T, to the 180 G. Coming at y'all from the studio in full live stereo. Some songs are old, some of them be new to y'all. Ain't no trouble making new music out of mass media rubble. Everything's going fine.
hanging around the microphone with a bottle of cold duck wine. We got fruit and crackers and three kinds of cheese. Please allow me to introduce to you the 180 G's. We know y'all gonna listen and try to understand. We're taking a positive journey through a negative land.
You know, I'm going to have to call my ride in about 10 minutes or so, I think.
Oh, that's what they call it now.
Yeah, that's what the cats. I got picked that up from my kids. So
yeah.
Who's the one being ridden?
Oh, it's always
Are you
me.
The rider or are you the driver?
I'm always the catcher. Or the flat catcher. Slack. It's supposed to be slack. I thought the job was slack catcher. But it turned out to...
Black catcher?
Yeah.
Is it more like crack snacker?
Don't they wear lobsters on their legs?
I noticed here at the WREK studios that there was a kind of a mailbox set up with different shows.
with Dymo labels.
Yeah, little
Dymo.
Yeah, and the one for my show seemed to say the hour of lack.
Yes, I like that. There was some problem. They had problems with their S. I like that.
I have problems with my S's sometimes.
Yeah, mine gives me no end of grief.
Right, your front.
No end.
No end.
Yeah.
Well, you got, what a wise S. What a wise S you are.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I was cracking up.
But yeah, they offered to make me another label when I said the hour of lack. I'm like, no, I love it. It says everything I think about your show, Stank.
Thanks so much, Susie.
Yes. Can you feel the love in this room? It's sort of thick and heavy and smothering. Not
oh,
like a
I can feel
like
the
fish.
Love, all right.
It smells like
it's
King
not
Spirit.
Dead.
which also smells like fish.
What yeah. doesn't? What? Give it enough time. Everything smells like fish.
After 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. I think Ben Franklin said that.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, maybe something about dead bodies, fish. Yeah.
Ben yeah, Franklin also said lighthouses are more useful than churches.
Good, well, that's good old Ben. Yep.
Yes,
the
yes.
only president. He was never president.
I heard a woman homeschooling her kids when I worked in the library. And she was saying something about Ben Franklin. And I'm shelving books. And I almost fell out. She said, she was telling him about, you know, things he discovered. And then she held up the book and she said, children, here's a picture of President Franklin.
I heard a lady at our library showing kids this statue out in the Garden of Icarus. And she's saying, well, this happened a long time ago and no one was sure if it happened or not, but there were a lot of eyewitnesses. Yeah. Arkansas.
Ladies and gentlemen, and this is why everything is screwed up.
Diva was right about everything. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of her, gosh, that's a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's...
The Pisces is referring to a song by a British group called the Attery Squash. And Reverend Diva Schematic is the lead mm-hmm. singer in that.
She is incredible.
And I think I recognize this melody line. But when the younger band who haven't yet become all jaded and crass. Now we don't mind our future listeners of the song. You don't remember who we are or where we're from. And that's okay, cause when they reissue this track, we can pretend that we were hit way back. I tell you, we danced in groups as was the fashion of the time. To songs we move every night. We built our lives on fight of neon green pop. And now, and then, it was our time. We danced in groups as was the fashion of the time. To songs we move every night. We built our lives on fight of neon green pop. And now, and then, it was our time. Now life's too short to wait for the enemy to tell you what guilty pleasures are and what's too cool for school. Though lucky as this song coincides with some revival, don't wait for anyone to tell you what to like.
Oh wow, a partnership!
That shows we've got the common touch. Kids make themselves unhappy just to fit in. And if you need this song to realise that quite simplistic point, don't worry, here it comes, another big old sing-along.
You know, I don't know what she looks like because
I have a
Facebook recognition problem.
Right.
Ah! And
isn't there another song called Devo Was Right on not necessarily Beautiful but Mutated number 7? With some guy doing
like
it?
Brains.
I don't know.
Okay. I thought you might have gotten
Byron was right. No, you're thinking Byron was wrong about everything.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't on Volume 7, though.
That wasn't an encyclopedia.
Who did that,
set.
Pivo, or is it Weevo?
Pivo, I think.
Or
oh,
Dweevo.
Man. Man, nonstop Pivo. The new Pivo record is out of sight, I just got to say.
Well, you're one of those Japanophiles, right?
I like some of the stuff from Japan, the stuff that's really lively and Devo-inspired, and like Poly 6 or P-Bottle or... groups like that, Pivo.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't completely and utterly deaf.
What?
Could still hear music.
What?
I can read your lips. Quit making that joke.
But you
know, everybody says that.
Well, then try it like this
thing.
There
are some lips you cannot read.
I can make fun of you because I'm almost deaf, too.
it's the price we pay, friends. So you should donate the next pledge drive to this station, whichever station you happen to be hearing this
we
on.
We don't need pledge drives. We're rich.
And really?
Yeah,
WREK,
we're rolling in money.
Drives?
What do you think you're sitting on? That's bales of money, Stang.
Oh, wow.
Look at this place. It's so posh.
The station I leech off of is at a state university. Well, this is a state university, isn't it?
No, it's Georgia Tech. That means they're God.
So it's rich kid college, right? Yeah, see, ours is for the poor farm kids.
And look, we're not fighting over microphones. We've got extra microphones here.
And you got turntables.
That's where Bob is sitting on mic number 2.
I'm very impressed because these microphones...
Bob is full of number 2.
And they don't interfere with my boobs.
Yeah.
That's true. They're not causing feedback.
Yeah.
No feedback.
Pisces is
breast-related interference
built
problems.
Like a house,
ceramic defecatorium.
Yeah, and we at the X Day with our Tarzan's radio station, we discovered that that you were kind of a feedback machine when in certain positions.
Wow, just like Sherman and Mr. Peabody.
We should have set you up in front of a theremin. You get a kind of a liquidy sound.
Mm-hmm. Herman Hemsley.
I've played the theremin with my boobs before.
Yeah.
I did not know my boobs had any musical talent.
Right. Yeah.
One for volume, one for pitch.
Right. Yeah.
See, I can even try.
Yes. Oh, well, but see, we don't have speakers. There's no big speakers. Mm-hmm. You can't.
I was hoping we were getting.
Maybe we don't have enough alms.
Listen, I wish you listeners could see what I'm seeing. This doesn't have a camera in it, does it?
Though everywhere has cameras.
It's a good thing no one has a camera in this studio right now.
The camera's probably under there. Yeah.
I guess we're in a public building, and they've got cameras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
no, I meant, you know, like the streaming kind. Some.
It's streaming somewhere.
Some unparanoid stations have.
That's not a sprinkler nozzle.
Have a little camera so
he's
that
just
the,
glad to see
the internet listeners can watch a person sitting there, pushing a button every now and then.
That's a camera, and it also releases a sleeping gas. They're very thorough here. I mean, they study a lot of things.
Professional, yeah. I guess, yeah.
The quest for knowledge covers up a lot.
I saw that. It had Ron Perlman in it, right?
What?
Oh, Quest for Knowledge.
Yeah, he played the caveman.
Yeah. Yeah. And my daughter was
Tommy Chong's little girl's in that. She teaches him how to dance.
Down here, they called it the quest for far.
Right. A dance.
Yeah. She teaches him how to dance face to face.
Yeah.
Rather than a kind of a rumba or something, I guess that was.
Far.
You know, there's a town in North Carolina, and it's spelled K-I-N-G, but it's called Kine.
There's a place called Fuquay Varina.
Yes.
North Carolina.
And as you can imagine, I want you to, listeners, say that.
Fuquay. Varina. I had to drive there in the middle of the night. And I wanted to ask the guy, where did this place get a name like that?
Here's what you should all do. Now,
there's a town in Ohio by the name of Chardon, Chardon, where the kids are always knocking off the C's on the signs.
That's a suburb
North
of Cleveland.
Carolina.
Yeah, I call it Chardon.
Sure. Well, you should.
Chardonnay?
Chardon.
There's also a street called Ivanhoe, which I like. Yeah,
they got that right.
Actually, it intersects with St. Clair. That's one of the most deadly neighborhoods on the planet. I promise you. Yes, Ivanhoe and St. Clair.
I go to work once a week. I do the ghost tour up at Marietta Square, and I have to report to work on the corner of Dobbs and Church Streets.
Wow. That's pretty good. Well, where's show us a JPEG.
It's right by. It's about just a few feet from JonBenet Ramsey.
Show us your JPEGs.
Show us your GIFs. Oh, that's a thing now.
Never look a GIF horse in the mouth.
Up the other end. Yeah. Are we going to go see JonBenet while you're in town? You know she asks about you all the time. She remembers how you desecrated her grave when it was fresh. The last time you were in town in 1997. Do you remember that little trip stay?
Yes, I remember. I've still got the letters we
you
stole off her
Jesus
grave.
For robbed a murdered little girl's grave.
Yeah, we
did. For kids.
And not only that, but we read the letters over the air.
She's still
the
crying.
The letters that were left there, they were just amazing psychological windows on really hideous lives. Okay, quick! Live with me if you want to come! I know why you're here. Oh, yes, I understand the needs which drive you. The desire, the lust, that libidinous twist inside you because you want to get a little slack. I'm right, aren't I? I'm crazy, but I'm right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I can smell your need on you through my Bob-given third nostril. Oh, that third nostril he's going to open up for you. And I can whip-read the psychic stench of a mere handful of precious, unsaved, subgenius souls out there. I know you're out there, and you know I know that you want to give it up for Bob! mission. And the Church of the Subgenius says not only that, we're a feel good, and after you get your rocks off, you walk away and leave the mess. Yes, in a nutshell, that's the promise of X Day, because we want to leave this stinking, smoking, charred world behind us. Oh, we shall commune with the sex goddesses of Planet X, thanks to Bob. Oh, sure, it hasn't happened yet. Oh, but we are going to get our slack by any means necessary. We take our slack where we can get it. We can abuse an inch of slack into a parsec. Oh, but also within this hideous, compelling force is concealed the face of death. Death is ever lurking, a clear and present enemy sucking at your heels. But even worse, it's a conspiracy about death of a subgenius soul. Because you might look like you're alive. Oh, but you're smothered in false slack. It might feel like the real thing. If you drink enough of this beer, or if you wear these shoes, or if you drive this car, you are going to be just as happy as the idiots you see in the commercials. That's not possible. Because, friends, that is a base illusion. You might think you're surfing the luck lane with Bob, when in reality you can't see it, but baby, you're tailgating the honey wagon. Dance straight! And you don't even smell the
Bob
looming in your immediate future. You've been brainwashed to ignore the
Bob
you're swimming through now. How can you accept the existence of more
Bob
if you're blind to this
Bob?
Oh, because you're suffocated under layers of expectations and responsibilities and vapid media entertainment and all of the norms you can't even see. The conspiracy's rigid template is constantly pressing down on you, and you have to cut off parts of yourself just to fit in. Well, as much as I hate to quote Dr. Phil, how's that been working for you so far? Sounds like you need a little bit of a change. Because, you know, Seekers, if you're not happy, that's not your fault. In your helpless pursuit of happiness, the conspiracy of the normals ensures that your miserable existence is more of a curse than a joy. When you know that you are the superior species, aren't you? Aren't you? Damn straight! Damn straight! Oh, yes, because, you've been called so many names. You who have been called weirdo, geek, mutant, oddball, psycho, throwback, dildo, dick,
Bob,
doofus, bespectacled slab of whip meat. You are God's meat. Listen to my horse croak. Oh, you're going to be doing that little girl voice, Stang.
Hi, dear friends, I'm Reverend Susie the Flussy.
And yeah, I'll have to put some cheaters in there and give you a nice stuffed balcony.
Some cutlets.
Yep.
We'll get
real chicken cutlets. That'll
now,
work.
Tomorrow night's Devival will be the most merciful Devival because we're limited to only 40 minutes.
We're in between two giant Tesla coils.
You're right.
And they have to cool down.
Yeah, we will be performing between gigantic
testicle coils.
Yeah, right. Testicles. It's the jargon term.
Testicles. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They play music with them.
It's that Nicholas Telsa.
Yeah.
He's from Venus.
He's on the Czechoslovakian money, Nikola Tesla is.
And
no, I think he's on the nickel.
No, we were shown the bill, and it also had Bob.
What?
Well, it could have been a printing error somewhere after it left the treasury, Czechoslovakia.
Maybe they launched a nickel on the Telstar satellite. You know, Communications.
Marijuana is the fuse, but LSD is the bob.
I would take a bunch of bobs
and blow up,
all the planets.
Man, yes, the most evil of the supervillains is only 6 years old. Wait until he's 10.
My God.
He'll take on whole galaxies.
I mean, maybe he'll blow up that planet Bob that we heard about in Titan AE.
Oh, God, yeah.
Fortunately, he was too short to hit the destruct button on the thing. You must be at least this tall to destroy the Earth, so.
Yeah, they actually had an Earth destruction machine in that supervillain. That's kind of a risky place to bring a machine like that.
It sounds like a Warner Brothers thing that they Marvin the Martian would have. You know?
It had a big, shiny, candy-like button. And when you pushed it, smoke started coming out.
Yeah, and weird lights and bad noises.
It was a good
and smells, but I think that might have been from the audience.
Yeah. Oh, you mean it wasn't just like wired wrong?
I think they pooped themselves in fear because that thing looked lethal.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've fallen in with the scientists now. We're no longer relegated to the comics track. They never know what to do with the church.
Yeah,
we defy categorization.
Yeah, scientists are weirder than hippies anyway.
Yeah, oh man. We're in with the freaks now.
Well, we could sort of be in the skeptic track, except that we're
religious fanatics. I don't
believe
in that stuff.
You know,
skeptics are going to have to prove it to me before I believe their point of view.
I think we'll be in the filking track next year.
Oh, God. I want to be in the mime track.
You're a Dallas street mime, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Not exactly a mime. I was a person who delivered balloons to sick people.
You were a Dallas street mime. Don't try to
And then one day, the car broke down.
Yes, that's right.
And you had to go into some place and make a phone call, and it turned out to be a rough sort of leather biker bar where they were only too happy to see you and greeted you in a royal style that... Well, it was more like Catherine the Great, shall
Actually,
we say.
It was the Salvation Army. And I had to walk into the downtown Dallas Salvation Army with white face on and a tuxedo. And all these homeless dudes sitting around going, and I had to.
The balloons for me. The balloons for me. Balloons for me. You didn't forget my birthday after all. No, he's going away.
God, them was lean years. I'm still...
To the left or to the right?
I'm still...
Lanyards, I think it's pronounced.
You can hang yourself with it either way.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
What?
That's five times a day now.
Jokes?
Yeah.
Jokes? Do you know some jokes?
Hey, I got to say that to one guy dressed as the Joker. It's a Joker line. It's the first line Joker says in the Batman movie, I think.
What?
And I thought my jokes were bad.
Oh.
When he walks in on some gangsters just before he does the magic trick where he makes the pencil disappear.
You say that as if Charles Nelson Reilly and Paul Lynde had a baby. I think they did.
But which one's going to carry it, though?
You know, I saw people dressed as the Watchmen in all sizes. There were silk specters that were tiny and skinny, and there were great big, large silk specters. All of the Rorschachs were little guys, though. Right. That was good.
I saw a 350-pound middle-aged Batman who had a 250-pound middle-aged Robin with him.
Right, yeah.
They were walking on the street, and it was the spectacle.
That's beautiful.
Normals are cruising by to take this in, and I have no idea what they think of some of this.
Are you sure that wasn't actually Adam West?
Trust me. But he had the nipples, like on the gay Batman movie. But they were on big man boobs.
Adam West, he used to go by the name Bill Anderson when he advertised for the Piggly Wiggly markets in Hawaii.
Adam West was once...
Bill Anderson.
Once given a professional massage by Sister Decadence.
With happy ending?
He asked about that, and she doesn't actually do that.
Everyone asks about that.
Except
for Charles Nelson Reilly.
She was honored, but she had to pull out. He was a gentleman about it. He was
wondered to the Batusi.
He was pretty suave about the way he asked what else he could get besides just the regular massage.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I read Burt Ward's tell-all book, Boy Wonder, My Life in Tights.
Oh my God,
it was nothing but a huge sex romp with him and
Adam
West.
He wears the tights when he's not working?
They were up to their eyeballs in trim, constantly exploiting
Well, they were TV stars. I mean, of course.
Boy, those are tall women. Just saying.
I saw a perfect Julie Newmar Catwoman today. I mean,
was she being a bitch?
Well, I've heard that goes with the territory, but she looked right.
That was unfortunate.
She did
to find
look
that
right.
Out.
Julie Newmar moved to Dallas for some reason. I think I saw her from a distance, hobbling around somewhere.
That upper lip is so full of collagen now it's going to cut off all of the edge of her nose. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to hold back.
We got a history. I don't want to bring it up.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
My fellow citizens, I stand here today, yet for us, the time has come to seek the pleasures of riches and fame in places like Concord. For us. Because we have chosen conflict and discord, petty grievances and false promise and worn out dogmas. Now, every so often, a watchful eye can spin out of control. And so, recall that earlier generations who seek to advance their aims by inducing terror and slaughtering innocents, we are a nation who seek to sow conflict. These things are true. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
You know, it's only about, 10 minutes before we press the big button?
5 minutes.
Yeah. If that.
Seven?
Six.
Oh, wait, maybe five?
What the heck?
You guys have some sort of readout here in the station, I see.
54, we got 6 minutes.
Hassan Twaraj Mahalia.
Don't say that, it'll open up the dimension and the elder ones will cross over.
Damn it!
You didn't say that out loud, did you?
It's all those technical things.
Whatever you kids do now, don't knock on that trap door there and say, Yog Sothoth three times.
Would you stop?
Mom, we won't.
Really?
Who's there?
I have on my tentacle sex outfit.
Eh? What? That brought a halt to everything. Tentacle sex outfit.
Molioka.
When I have tentacle sex, I take my outfit off because that slime gets all over everything.
That's why I said I have to have on the right outfit to start.
Pulpo.
And then it does turn into pulpo. It always does.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about pulpo.
Mm-hmm.
Polka?
Pulpo. That's Californian for octopus.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like pup torb. Is there pulpo and pup torb?
Is there pup torb and pulpo?
You got your pup torb and my pulpo.
You got your... Yeah. It's slimy.
This tastes awful.
It smells like...
Let's eat it all. Maybe we'll get high.
It's not a fish, it's an invertebrate.
Boy, that sounds
they
really intolerant.
Like fish.
I said
they smell like fish. It's a mollusk. No. I'm dig my own grave.
It's a cephalopod or whatever.
Yes, a cephalopod.
Encephalitis pod.
It's an insufferable pod.
Yeah, it's both.
But you know, you
it's a mollusk and it's a cephalopod.
It's too late for me to be
up. A really, really, really bad pickle for some squid.
A really, really bad pickle. I've had a few of those.
Cuttlefish will do.
No. If you get in a bad pickle for some squid sex, an octopus will do.
Right, yeah, sure.
Now,
if you can't find a prairie squid and you can't, or you found a prairie squid and you're stupid and didn't get your debeaking tool when you picked it up, An octopus Dumbass. Will suffice.
Well, now, I thought I was coupling with a prairie squid in the 1996.
Oh, that was real...
No, that was a Mississippi Delta squid. I found out later I'd been raped.
Well.
That was like I didn't know I'd been raped till the check bounced. Mm-hmm. It was a lot like that.
Hey, be glad it wasn't an Amazonian tree dwell arboreal
Candiru
squid.
Those squid. Are,
yeah, they're really bad.
Someone told me that the cuttle bones that little parakeets like so much actually comes from the cuttlefish.
Yes, they do.
That you don't want to cuddle with either of them. Though.
But if you want to know how to get squid, there's only one address you need to know to write to for free information about where to get these fabulous squishy sex partners.
And got that squid ink ready, friends?
Yes.
That's right to Bob. That's right, Bob, that post office box.
181-417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio. 44118.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Or if you can't,
I have trouble
that.
Doing that sometimes.
I do it so much, it's imprinted. And every time you change that P.O. box, I've got to rip out more chunks of my brain.
But if you're not handwriting friendly, you can always visit the website.
Yes, that's right.
Which is?
Subgenius.com, and Subgenius doesn't have an O in it. But dot does, and com does. But you don't have to write out the dot part.
Yes.
I just thought I'd confuse him real good there. For a while, we owned the domain subgenius.com because it was, and it would forward, it would bump them on over to the correct one because so many people, they didn't want to leave the O out and look ignorant.
Well, I don't know.
They're not geniuses by definition.
Right, well, yeah, we know that.
Everyone down to amoeba.
Oh, well, this has been a wonderful show. It hasn't been Bob's Slack Time Funhouse.
It hasn't
exactly.
been the hour of Slack.
Yeah, it's been both, yet neither.
It's been no Slack at all.
It's been neither fish nor fowl, but it smells like fish, and it's been very foul.
And the rash.
I'd like to thank Reverend Ivan Stang for being our special guest tonight. St. Byron Werner for mixing the sounds. Priestess Pisces for providing what she does the best. And yes, even Fat Joe himself showed up to help out tonight.
Who are you?
I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy of the Church of the Subgenius and of WREK Atlanta. Good night, seekers.
Well, and that, kiddies, is our fairy story for tonight.